In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how do you actually set real goals that you know that you can accomplish, and how doing it this way is really going to help you get more customers, make more money, and avoid burnout. That's what we have for you today. I hope to see you on the inside, because this one is going to be good. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now. But you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of CCO Club Podcast, where we are talking to women entrepreneurs who want to get started with their business, who don't want to do business alone, who know that we are stronger together, we can be better together. And you know that, man, this world is set up for the big dogs to win. And we gonna win because we gonna be a whole bunch of little dogs that's gonna make a big dog. I'm just talking about whatever I'm talking about. But you guys know that we are here to help you to win. So that's who we are. That's what we do. That's who we speak to. And I am prayerful that there are some things that we're gonna say today that's gonna help you make sure that you go over to CCOClub.com to find out more about what it is that we are doing. And as we are done with that part, I am talking about how do we build a business with realistic goals? How do we build a business with realistic goals? I think this is something that's very important. Hope it's not too long. Matter of fact, we might actually go a little bit shorter today, just based on the fact that we're going to go a little bit shorter today. So I'm thinking about this because one of the things that happens with a lot of entrepreneurs is we have a lot of lofty goals, as we should. We have a lot of dreams, as we should. And it's not always based in realism, based on who we are in the marketplace, just getting started, the amount of money we have, the reach we have, all of that sort of stuff. So what we can tend to do, and I've talked about this in a couple of different podcasts before, but we can tend to put up arbitrary goals because we don't really know any better. You know, yeah, I want to make $1 million this year, or and you're just getting started and without the track record, or, you know, I need to get 5 paying clients by the end of this month. And while things like that are good goals to have, there really has to be a system that's set up to that's going to help you to get there. And because it's not that the goal is unrealistic, it could be that there's the system that you have set up for that is not built for where you're trying to get to. I'm going to say that again. It might be the system that you're setting up might not be built for you to get there. Right. And so, you know, I've done this before. I've had goals where, you know, I wanted to have a certain number of clients, to when I was doing more one-on-one work. And then I had to ask myself, am I going out? Because I've talked to you guys about this before. It's a numbers game. Am I going out and doing what I need to do? Do I have a way, a method to get those clients to me, or to even know who I am in order to build this type of business, especially if you're doing coaching and consulting, right? You gotta do something where people are going to know about you, or you're going to have to do that. And most of the time that's by ads, right? Doing something with ads. Or you're going to have to do it organically, where you are, and it's a longer approach to do it organically. Just remember, the more money you're trying to make, the longer the sales process tends to be, right? And so you have to be about doing that. And what that's going to require you to do is put a lot out up front without seeing a return on your investment, because that's just what it is that you have to do. That's just what it is, right? And so what ends up happening is I don't think we always set realistic goals. So what we're going to do, what we're going to talk about today a little bit, is we're going to talk about some of the things that we really should be doing in order to be successful with this. And so one of the things is that I want you to understand that there really is a difference between having big visionary goals and realistic actionable steps towards your goals, right? Oftentimes we are big picture people. We see that, and this is especially true if you're a visionary. You can see the vision, you know, you can see what God has shown you. You can see where you want to go. But we don't do a great job all the time with the actionable steps to be able to get there. And we don't include the length of time, a realistic amount of time it's going to take for us to get there, right? So we may say we want to have a business, for example, that makes $100,000 a year, but we want to do it this year. And we haven't, the steps that we're trying to take with our busy lives are not in line with that being the case. And it's not that the goal might not be wrong. It just might mean the amount of time you're taking based on where you are might be unrealistic. And then what'll end up happening is we throw out the baby and the bathwater, you know, oh, this is not working and that's not going away. And it just could be that you didn't have the right alignment of things to happen. And so the biggest thing that you want to be able to look at are realistic actionable steps, right? The smaller steps that you take are really what separates the players from the spectators, because as they say, the devil is in the detail, you know, which in a lot of respects, like that's what changes things for you, right? Is that it's the details. It's the small things that you're doing, the small things well all the time. And you're doing, I feel like I'm saying and, like emphasizing it a lot this time, but you're also doing, you're doing the right things, and you're being able to answer for yourself this thing. Is what I'm doing getting me closer to my goal, right? Because you can end up spending a lot of time on the fringes of doing things that don't help you to get closer to your goal, right? So for example, if I need to get traffic to my website and I want them to buy my course and I am spending time writing blog posts and not, you know, doing anything with SEO, not trying to get that blog, putting it on social media, and that's all that I'm doing. And then you're doing that for a while, but you're finding that you're not getting a lot of response. But in reality, you just keep doing it. And you have to ask yourself, is this blog post, well, while it's a way to get people to know what you write about, are those the types of people that you want to attract? Or is what I'm writing about going to get them to come to my website? You can be, have one, again, wanting to drive people to your website, but you are solely focused on, let's say, writing an ebook. And you have put so much time and energy into it that you spend more time doing that than you do, you know, getting people to come to your website. So it might be, that might be a secondary thing that you have to do, or maybe that's the thing that you're going to utilize, but you have to ask yourself, is this thing that I'm doing helping me to get people to my website? What do I have to do to actually get people to my website? So while writing an ebook is going to be important, while email marketing is going to be important, while writing blog posts are going to be important, you have to ask yourself, is it actually helping me to get am I getting people to my site, or am I spinning my wheels? And even if you say, like, there's a lot of things like social media, it's such a time suck right now. And because, again, the algorithms are set to keep people on the social media platforms. And so if you're using social media platform by itself to drive traffic to your site, you are cutting off your nose to spite your face. I said it, deal with it. You really are, because it's designed to keep people on the social media platform, not to have them leave the social media platform, go to your website. So unless you're doing interruption marketing, which is running ads, that's going to be something that's different. Click on this button, go over there to learn more, buy now, something like that, right? And so you have to really be asking yourself that, and you have to be looking at the actionable steps that are actually, is this what I'm doing going to help me to get there? Is this what I'm doing going to help me get there? Now, if you are, I'm going to go back to this ebook example that I used. If you're writing an ebook and you're going to allow that ebook to be the driver, the main driver, right? The main driver, because you have a big plan, you're going to go out and speak and use the ebook or the physical copy of that book. You want to get it out into, you want to post it in other groups that you are part of. You want to do workshops around it. You want to do talks around it. Well, then see how that makes sense? Because if you're saying that is going to help me to get closer to my goal, then that's what I want you to do. But sometimes we're doing stuff to get, you know, to get people to do that. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to be better off saving your money and saving your time, finding some money and putting it in ads to get people to because you can get your information out to more people. So right now, my biggest thing that I want people to understand is it is so important that you pay attention to your time. I was just having this conversation with my sis on, you know, what it is that we're doing. And, you know, I said, you know, she was talking about, you know, she was talking about what it is that she's doing. And she was saying, I was saying, you're trying to buy your time back. Right? You are trying to literally buy your time back, and you don't want to spend time doing some of the stuff that you used to do because of the amount of time that it's taking you. So one of the ways, let me let this bless you. If you want to buy your time back, raise your prices and make it so that if someone wants your time, they just got to pay for it and you're going to be compensated for it. I raised my prices for coaching. 101, I raise it to this and it's 3 months up front, not refundable. This is how we're going to do it, right? Because I had to buy my time back. And that's what I suggested to her. I said, raise your prices to this, say that, make sure people know that I start at this amount. I start here. And it's going to be this much as a deposit, non-refundable, and then we can make it happen. Because you got to buy your time back, because that's the most precious commodity that you have is your time, right? And so that's something that's very, very important. It sounds like I'm off track. I think I'm still on track, but I digress. So setting realistic goals, making sure that they are measurable. But watch this. It's so important to, here's what I want you, your first goal to be, your first customer. That's really your first subscriber. I want that to be your goal. Your first downloads, your first this, right? And if we're talking, let's talk money. Your first sale, right? And whatever that dollar amount is, right? Like let's say, you know, I like to say it as far as sales are concerned, because you could also do it by dollar amount. So if you're doing dollar amount, I made my first 100. If you have a higher ticket offer, I made my first 1,000, right? I made my first 5,000. But really, you want to make your first sale. Like make your first sale and then say, I got to make my first 5 sales. And then I got to make my first 10 sales. And then say the first 25 sales. And then double up 50, then get to 100, then push yourself. Don't go from 100 to 200, go from 100 to 250 so that you can put it out there. Like do it in increments like that, right? Now, if you're a person that you're doing, again, a higher ticket offer, you might say, I need to get my first 2 customers, right? Maybe that's going to get you $10,000, $15,000, right there. I got to get my first 2 because that's going to take you, a lot longer time frame for you with a higher ticket offer to get your first 2 clients as it is a person that might get their first 200 if you're selling a lot lower. And so you want to set up realistic goals for yourself. And then you want to be able to ask yourself, how do I make this happen? If I'm looking at my first client and I want to have, ask yourself this, can I get my first client by the end of the week or within the next 10 days or the end of the month? Okay. So let's just say it takes you a month. Now, if you don't get it in the end of the month, you have to go back and look at why that didn't happen. You got to go back and look at the methodology that you had. You got to look at the process that you have. You got to look at the strategy that you have. And you got to say, is this going to work? Did I get the right numbers that I needed to make this happen? Because if it's a number game, because if I believe in myself and what it is that I have, and I think that this is a product that, you know, people want, then either I'm not getting in front of the right customers, or I'm doing something else, something different. I need to do something different. And then you analyze the process, right? And then you said, okay, I have to make this change because this is not what I need to work, or I didn't work my plan. And so sometimes we tend to throw out things and we don't work it because we think that the problem is somewhere else. But the problem most of the time is I'm repeating myself is in the plan. So I want us to look at these goals and these steps as something super simple, right? I want you to get your first client, and then I want you to get your first sale, and then I want you to get your fifth sale, and I want you to get your 10th sale, and then go to 25. Like, start out like that, because what should happen is the first several sales should be the hardest. They should be the hardest, and it should get easier and easier and easier. And if it's not getting easier, you have to, again, go back to look at your process. One of the things that, again, I'm talking to my girl about is when you get good at a process, like what I'm trying to describe, is as you begin to do new things, when you start from the onset of building it, you will already be thinking about the second and third iteration of how this can be easier for you down the road, right? Like, I'm not going to put something out that now that's going to be heavily dependent upon Dr. T. I'm going to put something out now that's going to be automated, that's going to be DIY, that's not going to be required of my time, because my time, I want my time. And so then I have to create things that are going to work for me. That's going to be at the right price point, but that is not going to require all of my time. Now watch this. You're going to spend a lot of time at the onset to create it. But once that is done, you're developing a system to make it work. And then you just got to feed the beast. You got to feed the system. Listen, I'm telling you, time of this recording, I don't like to stamp things, but it's the 2024. And I'm telling you, the wave of the future is about, I said it in the previous podcast, it is high quality at a lower cost, combined with automaticity. You want to make sure you are paying attention to your time, the amount of time the other person have, and spend as much money as you can to make it work, right? And that what I just said, do not let it freak you out if you want to coach one-on-one. Don't let it freak you out if you want to do high ticket and you can't do it you don't want to do it at such a low cost. That's okay. But I will tell you, at some point, you're going to want to buy back your time. At some point, that one-on-one is going to get challenging, unless you're a person where this is all of the clients I need paying me this much. This is what I got, a system that's going, this is working, and this is how I'm going to do it. I've met people like that. They're happy. They have what it is they need. Hey, do what you do. But at some point, I want you to make sure it is good for you and your time, and that you can always keep your time for you. And that is going to help you to build the type of business that's not going to burn you out at the end. It's not going to require you to having to pivot, to stopping for a while, because you want to build something that you love to do. Right? I absolutely love coaching. I love consulting. I love doing it. I love being able to help people. I just get geeked out about it. But I have to do it in a way where it is, I can keep that love up, right? And it doesn't flip into feeling like work. It is so easy in this entrepreneur journey to become a workaholic as an entrepreneur. That might set somebody free right there, because you are trying so hard and grinding so hard to make things work. I'm trying to put my hustle shoes down. I promise you that. I'm trying to put my hustle shoes down, and I'm trying to build something with the highest quality I can at the lowest cost that I can afford that's automated. That's really what it is. And even if it's, I got to do some customer facing, which I love to coach, I'm going to do it in a way where it's going to make sense to me. Right. And I got to do it in a way where it's going to make sense to the clients that also think that, because again, higher paying clients don't want more stuff. They want better quality, because they want their time. That's what the game is. So that's what it is that I'm talking about. I feel like I might've been all over the place a little bit, but I'm saying that I want you to make sure that you have good goals that are smaller goals that you can accomplish. I was talking about the number of customers. If you want to do it with a dollar amount, you do that. If you want to do it with the amount of traffic, do that. And then ask yourself, is the process that I'm going through, is this going to help me get to that? You want to set up systematic times by which you are going to review that process to make sure that you are on the right track. And I'm telling you, if you don't have measurable goals, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. If you can't measure what you're doing, if you can't not inspect what you expect, it's not going to work. Or you're going to be spinning your wheels doing things that you shouldn't be doing, that feel good, that you think you should be doing, but that's not pushing you to get to those sales, those clients, those customers, that dollar amount that you want to get to, because they are not realistic. So make sure you do that, because again, I don't want you guys to get burned out there. That's what I got for you today. I hope there was something I said that was a blessing to your soul and blessing to your spirit, and that you can take what it is that I'm saying, and that it will help you to do this entrepreneur journey in a much, much better way. I pray that God continues to be a blessing for you and your family. Until we meet again, I will see you on the next episode. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following. Thank you.